Well, there ain't no more cane on this Brazos.
As of 1928, sugarcane was indeed no longer commercially grown along the lower Brazos. That left the Imperial Sugar Refinery in Sugarland stranded.
Well, in retrospect, when the cane went out, the refinery should have been moved to deep water.
That's Denny Kempner. Imperial was a Kempner family business, and deep water means, in this case, a deep water port.
Relatively speaking, Sugarland is an expensive refinery because it's inland, and the sugar had to be railed from Galveston.
And in Galveston, we had a very efficient unloading operation, and we could unload the ship sometimes in one day.
That was former plant manager Al Bartolo. Efficient facilities helped offset Imperial's location problem, but the real asset was a talented and loyal workforce, cultivated by I.H. Kempner in his company town.
Sugar manufacturing and refining was more of an art. This is something people learned by experience.
This is Leon Anheuser, born in Sugarland, and at one time head of refinery operations at Imperial.
So IA's choices were, very simply, to make sure that the people of Sugarland had every need met, that they wanted to stay.
They did stay, and Imperial prospered. Government policy helped during World War II, but more recently has hurt, favoring sugar growers over refiners. And in the late 80s, Imperial was at a crossroads. On a recent rainy afternoon, Denny Kempner explained the situation the company faced.
We were a single refinery operating inland in Sugarland, Texas. We owned Texas pretty well, but with the deregulation of trucking and rail, that and back to sugar policy in Washington, we were made very vulnerable. We were not an isolated patch the way we had been. So we got into debt because the alternative was to die a slow death if we didn't do something different.
They bought one of their competitors, Holly Sugar, a beet sugar refiner, which helped for a while. But in the 90s, with a new company president, more acquisitions, more debt, until bankruptcy. But employees had already noticed a telling change.
There was a decision made at the corporate level that there would be no more nepotism.
Nepotism is the negative term for what Sugarland had known as a multi-generational family business. This is historian and Sugarland resident Diane Ware.
Unfortunately, they didn't take into account the actual history of Sugarland, that nepotism had worked very well. It had unified a community and had resulted in great production and great worker loyalty.
Imperial Sugar is on the rebound now, though it's no longer part of the Kempner family. The refinery is closed for good, but the company headquarters is still in town, though no one can say for how long. But the sugar part of Sugarland is now history. This is Wayne Bell for KUHF.